CBA Mobile.
4ATX, afternoon, Dave.
To Patrick.
That's a trip on my, or last leg of the trip home. How you been? I hadn't heard you on the radio all week.
Yeah, I just, really didn't have anything to contribute to the QSO. So I just listened. But anyway, I'm on my way home from playing tennis. I met some pros there.
You're either on your way home from tennis or you're going to get something for supper. And yeah, I do a lot of listening some days. I just don't have anything to contribute, but I'm listening.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's me. I think earlier they were talking about DMR radio. I know absolutely next to nothing about it, so I was just sitting there soaking it all in like a dry sponge.
There has been a lot of talk about DMR on the repeater over the last 2 weeks, I guess. But, I mean, that's good. Everybody's talking about radio. They're communicating. They're having a good time.
Yep. That's right. I may be in a bad spot here. I'm having to stop for a traffic light here on Baywood. It's not a good place to stop.
Not out of the black hole up here either, so we'll be all right, though.
Good. Into the repeater, and I seem to be copying the repeater okay. I don't know what it is about this little area right here, but people tell me that it's just noisy.
Noisy, but people, so I'm not having any trouble understanding what you're saying.
All right, well, you were a little in and out that time, or I was losing the repeater, one of the two, who knows. Kind of hard to tell sometimes. Whew, I tell you, it's Wednesday, and believe it or not, I think I'm done with tennis for the rest of the week. I don't think I have anything planned. And if things work out, I think I'm going up to Maggie Valley this weekend. My sister needs me to come up there, so I don't think I'll be going to Shelby.
Going to Shelby, but sounds like you're not going to make it.
I was planning on it. I don't really have, a big purchase to make or anything. And probably what I need, I could probably just get from the wireman anytime. So it's not like I have to go. I just like to go, you know, and just see everybody and just see, some of the stuff that's in the boneyard, and who knows, you might stumble across something you just can't live without.
Never know. And that's the point, is to get out and actually put some faces with call signs and meet new people. That, and just to get out of the house and do something other than work and come home, for me.
I remember those days. Had something to look forward to, like going to that Shelby Ham Fest. Yeah, and it's neat to be walking along, and all of a sudden you hear this voice, and you go, wait a minute, I recognize that voice, but you've never met the person. And then you look over, and you see somebody, either they got a cap or a name tag on with their call sign, and you go, so that's what they look like.
To correct that visual image that you've made in your head.
Usually it doesn't go with what I've imagined. I guess that's just the way it is. I don't know. I don't even know what else I was going to say about that. And I guess my biggest thing is just getting my HF antenna straightened out. It's It's working, except for on 80 meters, and it should be working on 80, and it's not. And the only thing at this point I can figure out in talking to some people is that it must be the bowing at the top of the antenna there where the two leads are offset, and there must be something wrong with it, so I'm just going to replace it. And that should take care of the problem.
It will, and you'll get it straightened out. That way you can get back on the air like you was with your FT8. I know for a while, every morning you was up working FT8.
I'd be up at 3 o'clock in the morning doing the FT8, FT4, and just having a good old time. And I still can on everything but 80 meters. I just, I like checking into the sideband there on 80. And my radio, when I hit the tune button, it just clicks. It just clicks one time, and that's it. I mean, it won't even try to tune. I've gone all the way down to the bottom of the frequency, and it won't even tune down there. So if it won't tune at the bottom, it's definitely not going to tune, on up. As I go on up, so anyway. Boy, I got this newer Mustang in front of me. He just took off down the Edwards Road.
I can hear him. I was going to give you a hard time, but I guess it wasn't you.
Pull the window down, let you hear him. It's got a decent sound. Looks like he's got the factory exhaust on it. I can't really tell what year it is. I just know it's newer than mine because it's got the different tail lights on it, you can tell. And the backup light is in the middle at the bottom. That's another way you can tell. The rear end of my car went through, I think, 11 to 14. And then they went to what I'm looking at in front of me. So, and I'm not sure. I'm sure they probably changed it in the last year or two or so, but I have seen an electric one. I think the front end of those things are ugly as they can be. They just don't have a grill or anything. They're just ugly.
Yeah, that Mustang Mach-E, that's an insult to the Mustang name.
Talking to my buddy at George Coleman that used to be the service manager. He just, I think he's training the guy to take over right now, but he's got one foot out the door. And, I mean, it's time for him to retire. I mean, he's worked all his life, so. But anyway, and he was telling me about, how it takes off. He said, I can outrun you on the takeoff, but he said, you can catch me on the top end. And, those electric motors got a lot of torque, but anyway. But I just don't like the way it looks. I don't know why they have to make the front end look so funny. I mean, why they can't just put a grill up there like it, like the other cars, and And besides that, how does the AC condenser get any air? That's another question.
From best I can tell, it just uses an electric fan blowing air across it that way. That's what I was looking at on them. So that's all the way they can move in the air.
I mean, I mean, that's good, especially when you're sitting still, because you got to have some air moving through there. Your high side's going to shoot up, and then you're going to blow all the freon. The compressor's going to blow the freon out of a high pressure valve there that's supposed to be like a safety valve or something. But, as long as you're going down the road, if you've got some air going through it, but with those, with the front end's designed on these new cars, these electric cars, you can't get any air through there. I mean, they're all sealed up. So it's just weird.
They are, and they use a different AC system than what we're used to working on gas also. The compressor's on off instead of just a duty cycle. It just comes in a little bit and then it'll come completely on instead of like where we're used to it. It comes on or it's off. There is no in between.
I was talking to this guy. He's in the HVAC business and he works for his brother. His brother owns it. And he was telling me about his dad. It's got an old car, I can't remember what it is, and but anyway, what interested me was his dad used to work on refrigerators and stuff like that, and refrigeration units at grocery stores and, you know, that kind of stuff, and he put a compressor from a refrigerator in the car, and he says it blows 28 degrees. I would love to see that set up.
Nice this summer when it's 100 and something degrees outside and you're cooking, because AC can't keep up with the sun coming through the windshield.
No, I mean, our thing was in the shop there, even if it was 95 degrees, which it was a lot in the summer, you know, we stuck a thermometer in the center vents, and, you know, the boss said we had to get it, put the fan on the second speed, and we should be able to get the temperature down, stick the thermometer in there in the vent, and should get the temperature down to 43 degrees at idle, even at 95 degrees. So we're inside the shop, but we're not in direct sunlight. And I could usually do that. And a lot of times, the cars I was working on, a lot of them were just overcharged. I guess people just thought, you know, they'd stick more Freon in it, it'd be colder. And I'd pull the Freon out and put the right charge in there, and it would cool right down to 43 or less. So. It was amazing how many cars I found that were overcharged.
That old sentiment, if a little bit will do this, a whole lot will make it better, right? I'm with you. A lot of people used to overcharge them because they think, oh, it's not blowing cold. It needs more Freon. Not that the compressor is weak or the restriction in the line somewhere. The cooling fans aren't working. You know, none of that goes into that picture.
KB4CBA. I think I missed my turn there, but with that. But anyway, I got it in now. And I worked on a when I was at the county. I worked on the 88 Jeep Cherokee, just a plain Jane Jeep. Nothing fancy. It just two door. It had the six cylinder in it, but it had air. And it wasn't working. The compressor wouldn't come on, but it had Freon in it. And it should, you know, it should come on, but it wasn't getting any power. And I got to look, and I finally had to pull out a wiring diagram. That thing had a diode in it. In the wiring harness, I had the wiring harness open. It was in this big old harness. I just started having to cut the tape off of it until I finally found that stupid diode, and then I checked it, and sure enough, it was bad, and I replaced it, and so we started getting a man coming in like that, so the parts guy, he just ordered a bunch of them and had a big supply on hand.
I find multiple problems like that, working at a certain manufacturer, then, yeah, the best thing you can do is just go ahead and stock up on it because you know you're going to see more of it. But Dave, I have pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3s for now. Good to hear you this afternoon, and you be careful on the rest of your trip into the house. KO4HX, and I'll be clear for now.
Well, I'm pulling in the garage, so you have a good one, and thanks for the ride home. And we'll, you have a good rest of the week. I don't really know what I'm doing next couple of days, but either tomorrow or Friday, I guess I'll be headed up to Maggie. But anyway, 73, you have a good one. KP4, CPA clear.